Which way are the Seattle Mariners headed? Their star shortstop got suspended, but then they bloomed, but then they withered. And their most famous starting pitcher was done, but then a little winning streak, and that star shortstop is coming back for now. My next guest must be dizzy following this team. Seattle Times columnist Matt Calkins. Matt, good to talk with you again.
You too, Bill. How are you?
Good, thank you. Let's start with the suspended shortstop coming back, Robinson Cano. Will you remind us why he got benched for, what, 3 months or so?
Yeah, he's the second baseman, just for clarity.
Oh, sorry, second baseman.
Yeah, no, all good. You know, right there in the infield.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got suspended because he took a diuretic, which basically served as a masking agent for any substance he may have been taking. So they didn't catch him with a specific steroid or anything like that, but they caught him taking a masking agent. So he got 80 games. It broke the Major League Baseball's drug policy. And so he was out for half the season. He's coming back today. He's the guy that with a $240 million contract. He was playing great before he went down. So fans are hoping that he's the panacea for the recent skid. I don't know if he can quite live up to that, but it's certainly a little jolt that they need right now.
You said Robinson Cano was playing great before he went down, but do you think he was juicing before he went down and maybe for years before he went down?
I was going to say that's the million-dollar question. That might be the $240 million question.
Yeah.
Is how much that affected him before. You know, we've seen guys come back from PED suspensions and play great. I think Nelson Cruz is probably the prime example. He's been the Mariners' best power hitter for a while now, hitting 40 home runs, on pace to do it for 4 years in a row. He went down for a PED suspension in Texas and came back great. So we're going to see. You know, the guy's 35 years old. In baseball terms, that's getting up there, you know, towards the twilight of his career. So, whether he can play at the Robinson Cano level that everybody's used to is the question right now. But I do think he, no matter what, whether he was juicing and that was helping his performance, I think no matter what, him coming back is something that they do need. And that's what fans are getting excited right now.
Well, fans were excited for years and years, more than a decade, over the star Felix Hernandez. And
yes,
the Mariners have yanked him from the starting rotation, the end of an era. Are the team or the fans second-guessing that in any way?
I don't think so right now. Not only have they yanked him from the starting rotation, they put him in the bullpen and haven't used him since they did that. So I don't think there's a lot of confidence in him right now. You know, his ERA is at 5.73. It's the worst of his career. It's kind of in the territory of the among the worst among starting pitchers in Major League Baseball right now. And the thing is not only has he lost velocity on his fastball, he used to throw 98, when he was a kid and just winning the Cy Young Award and really being the best pitcher in the American League. Now it's down to 89. And not only is it slower, but he's not able to locate his pitches right now. So he can't put it where he wants to. And so that is disallowing him from using his changeup, which really was his key pitch when he was the true king of the American League pitchers right now. You can tell he's frustrated. I'm not sure how many people saw the post-game interview he had after he gave up 11 runs in his last start, but I've never seen him more down. That's the sort of testimony from everybody around him. It's like, this guy's just quiet. This guy used to just have this attitude in the locker room, this energy about him, and that's gone. And so it's really weighing on him, and it's hard for the fans to see it, but I do think at this point a change was necessary, unfortunately.
All right. Well, that would be a heck of a story if he was so frustrated and prideful that he just clawed his way back and got crafty and wily and all those veteran terms, and he reemerged just in time
especially
for the playoffs.
Especially if they finally made the playoffs and he was able to play a role in that. I think that's kind of the tragedy in all this is if they do make the playoffs, something he's been waiting his whole career for, he might not be a part of that, and that's hard for a lot of fans to stomach.
Yes. Finally, Matt Calkins from Seattle Times, your paper's reported on a couple public stadium finance insiders saying King County could be about to enter a lease deal for Safeco Field that would be great for the Mariners, terrible for taxpayers. Why are they saying that briefly?
Yeah, well, right now, you know, the Mariners have negotiated a deal or in the final stages of negotiating where at this point they pony up between about $600 to $800 million, and the taxpayers would be on the hook for $180 million over 25 years in their new lease. And there are members of the King County Council who are saying, you know, you shouldn't be taking this from taxpayers. John Stanton, the Mariners chairman, is worth, you know, over $1 billion. The franchise is worth $1.4 billion. Why can't you do this yourself, especially with the homeless crisis going on? You know, it's a complicated issue. You know, I think they're members. It's easy to say, oh, well, they can put it towards other things, and I get that. But this is something that goes on in a lot of cities as well. That doesn't necessarily mean it's right. A lot of cities are willing to finance their sports teams or subsidize them to a certain extent. And so that's kind of the battle right now. The Mariners side is, well, hey, listen, not only do other cities do this, but it's a publicly owned facility. And, you know, basically the city is the landlord, and you know, we think you guys should pony up a little money, and the county is saying, well, no, you guys can do this yourself. So the question is, should public money ever go towards sports teams? And also, you got to realize this would be coming, I think, from the hotel motel tax. It wouldn't be Seattle taxpayers itself. It's a complicated issue. I mean, there's arguments for both sides, but that's kind of what's going on right now. And there's a judge right now that said, hey, listen, this policy has been too favorable toward the Mariners for too long. We know we need to take another look at this. So we'll see what happens in the next month or two. It's definitely a hot button issue right now. I'm interested to see what happens, and I get both sides of the argument, so we'll see.
Seattle Times columnist Matt Calkins following the Mariners along with you. Mariners are now 2.5 games behind Oakland with two more to play against Oakland, so they could end up this series just a half a game back, or
yep,
maybe 4.5 back.
Biggest series of the year right now.
Probably the biggest series of the year happening right now. Matt, thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate it.